It is Cats Takeover Day. We've turned the station over to our very own Geelong Cats for the entire day. Talking, having players on. We're giving away prizes and a very special deal as well. If you get online, krock.geelongcats.com.au or you call 1300-GO-CATS, you can score yourself a general admission membership with one for free. So you buy one, you get the second one absolutely free. A man who would strongly recommend you go ahead and do that is Tom Hawkins. He joins us now. Good morning, mate.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, thanks.
We're great. You're on the way to training.
I'm on my way to training. I got held up a little bit today or this morning in the household, but that's okay. It's busy with two kids. Emma's, my wife's off to work early, so she's got a big day. So I'm just running a tad late, but that'll be fine.
I have a young daughter as well, and I know all about daddy-daughter days, and sometimes stacks happen. Is Arabella okay? Was Arabella that had a bit of a...
Good work.
Yeah?
Belle's all right, yeah. We had a daddy-daughter day yesterday. We had dance class in the morning, which I'm a big fan of. I love... they're super cute, the girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Their little pink tutus, so... Yeah. Dressed her up, did her hair, took her in. We went for a little babaceno beforehand, and she just took a little stack and smacked her forehead on the concrete at one of the cafes, climbing on the chair. But she was okay.
They love climbing on chairs, mate. Our little girl Indy's done it too. She took a nail out. She lost a complete nail out of her finger at Christmas time because she fell off a chair too. So don't worry, I feel your pain.
Yeah. I think all parents have experienced something similar, but it's never fun watching them go down, the poor little things.
When you say you got her ready for dance class, are you doing braids? Can you do hair that good?
Yeah, good. Oh, let's clarify that. That's a great question. Emma did her hair.
Yeah.
I get a dress. I see well clear the hair. It's a delicate job.
I can't do it either.
I'm absolutely not that. So
I can't braid my own hair. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I've never had to.
So I just use the run the comb through it and a bit of product, and that's as much as I've ever done. So it comes as a little bit of a challenge, but having two girls, I probably should start to learn how to do that.
Yeah. You need one. I think there's tools that you can get where you just put the hair in and then pull that out the other side and boom.
Oh, come into the studio. We'll teach you. We'll do some classes.
Also, you've had the most magnificent hair on the Cats lineup for the last 10 years, mate. So you know about hair. Don't pretend like you don't know how to do hair.
Exactly. Well, but I know how to do my own. Yeah. And it's relatively short and it's pretty simple. Yeah, just not long little girl's hair at the moment.
Fair enough. You took the family up to the Hub as well. How was that?
Yeah, it was a different experience. It was certainly challenging at times last year, but it was wonderful to be able to get my family up there. The fact that we're away for so long, to have them there to be able to see and spend time with them and watch them grow up was amazing, but it would have been really tough for 4 months to be away from them. So I've loved every minute of being a father, and particularly playing AFL footy. They're a great distraction, sort of in season with dance class or even just taking them out for walks and exercise and stuff like that, which we managed to still be able to do in Queensland. It was a good little break from. Just from the group, getting away from the group, getting away from thinking about football all the time. So it was a challenging year. There was a few highs and lows, but all in all, it was a wonderful experience. And hopefully we don't have to do it again for as long, but there may be periods where we go away for short, maybe a week or two here or there. So... And that's easy. That's more manageable. So, it was a great year.
Yeah. Okay. And so, well, I was wondering if you were worried about that, but obviously you're not because, you're pretty sure it won't happen again.
Yeah. If we've learned anything, I shouldn't say that with too much confidence because anything is possible. But I think it looks look, we'll be more prepared if it is, you know, a longer stint away. We will know what's you know, upcoming and how to handle it, which I thought we, as a footy club, did a wonderful job through our management handling the hub situation last year. So, you know, credit goes to the leaders amongst our group and the players and the staff that undertook it as well. But I'd imagine, we may go away for smaller periods. So, but prepare for anything.
Yep,
that's it. Yeah, the scouts were all there. Mm. Now, Jeremy Cameron, Sean Higgins, Isaac Smith, new to the team. There's a bit of a new nickname getting around for yourself and Jeremy Cameron that I just saw the other day. They're calling you the Cats Twin Towers. I just feel like we need to maybe workshop that a little bit, because I just can we call you something else? I don't know. How do you feel about that?
I'm happy to give you the creative license to come up with something. Mm. I think you're right, though. I think the Twin Towers has been used plenty of times. So maybe we can use a bit more creativity and come up with something new.
The big boys. Leave it with me.
The tall boys.
Yeah, exactly. It just doesn't, these things just don't happen like that.
Yeah, so, you're right.
Let's work on it. I'll have a think about it too.
Okay, good.
There's a whole creative process. Before we let you go, I didn't realise that you and I shared a dream as a child, and it wasn't to play AFL football, and one of us is living that dream and the other isn't, although I did have aspirations. I always wanted to be a ball boy at the Australian Open, and I believe you did too.
How good. Yeah, I did. I love the tennis. I played when I was a kid. I think it's a fantastic sport, and we try and go every year to the Australian Open. And it still haunts me that I was never able to be a ball boy. Mm. I tried out 4 or 5 years in a row and never made it past the second round. So I still don't know what it is that held me back.
Yeah.
I put
your
it on Instagram
maybe?
The other day, and a few people sort of suggested that I maybe I'm not that agile, which makes sense. But it was it still haunts me to the day that I never achieved that. It was funny too, because a girl that I went to school with, Bridget Doyle, her and her sister were ball girls on multiple occasions. So it's funny how it works out. But I still remember. I still remember opening that letter. It haunts me.
Rubbed in your face too. Yeah. All right, mate. Well, look, mate, that's their loss, because obviously they'll go, oh, Tom Hook, he used to apply. Oh, we probably should have had him.
But yeah, exactly.
Now he's on to bigger and better things. We're excited for season 2021. We encourage everybody to get behind the Cats, get on board, krock.geelongcats.com.au. Buy your general admission membership today. Get a second one for free. Do it before 6 p.m. Tom Hawkins, thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, guys. We really appreciate your support down at the football club.